Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at avalonwaterways.com.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. You can listen on the radio from 1 till 4, and then after 4 o'clock, the show plays forever on the iHeart app. John and Ken on demand, that's the name of the podcast, and you pick up what you missed. We have many things to do. I could spend a lot of time promoting what's upcoming, but I want to get Blake Trolley in here as quickly as possible because Karen Bass today held a public announcement to explain the newest task force to take on the smash and grab retail robberies. And, you know, task forces are something I love more than life itself. Nothing better than a new task force.
Can we also get the alarm? is the alarm still available in here?
See,
there it is.
We play the alarms here.
This is the real emergency, is this mass theft at this point in time. I mean, when you just look at the numbers, I was doing the math, and in the last couple of weeks, you can point to nearly $1 million in theft from just a few of these cases. We got an update today from the Glendale police chief, and he had said that from that Yves Saint Laurent store, we were told around $300,000. That number is now up to more than $400,000. We were told more than $300,000 for the Nordstrom in Canoga Park. So there, between those two, you're at $700,000, $800,000, another $100,000 from the Gucci store. I mean, it adds up.
These are handbags, Deborah. Look at that. $1 million for a handbag.
I know, they're expensive. And
apparently, there was only five handbags they've stolen.
You know, Deborah, every time I went and covered one of these, I looked to see if they fumbled one on the street for you.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Taking a look.
Well, keep looking.
Would that be legal? If a thief drops a handbag, you're legal for you to pick
know.
It up?
And he doesn't know. Yeah,
that's true.
You find it.
All right.
Don't ask questions, Blake.
Yeah, don't worry. Nobody heard that.
What's the this task force about? Who's in it? What are they going to do?
Yeah, so in the wake of all these flash mob robberies that you've heard, the multiple agencies throughout Southern California have formed a regional task force. These agencies include several police departments. That's the LAPD, Glendale PD, Burbank PD, the LA County Sheriff's Department, the FBI, and U.S. Marshals. So it is all hands on deck trying to get a hold of these flash mobberies. There's going to be 22 assigned investigators to work 24/7 on all the cases. Three separate surveillance teams. A deputy DA is going to be embedded with the task force to make sure that these criminals are prosecuted as much as they can be. And of course, we'll get into the limitations of that here in a little bit. Two investigators with the DA's office are also going to be working on this case. So you got three representatives right there from the LA County DA's office. Police are going to be using cell tower information, cyber information, informants. They're going to be looking for a link between all these crimes. And that's something we were just talking about off mic, is if these are connected.
Okay. Is this a master gang? you know, like a big mafia operation that you'd have in New York City? Or is this, you know, a dozen different freelance operations?
I was told this was a dozen different freelance operations, that there's multiple groups going around and stealing this stuff. That's the belief right now with investigators. It's going to be interesting to see what this task force finds. But I was told that a lot of this appears to be copycatism, separate groups. And one of the ways they're gauging that is just that these products are heading in different directions. Some are being sold at swap meets, some on social media, others just sold on various kind of shady websites.
Have they tracked some of these goods to see where they've been sold? Like, how do they do that?
I think we're going to be getting some answers on that pretty quickly. This morning, Glendale PD did make an arrest on that Yves Saint Laurent flash mob robbery. They arrested a guy out of LA, young guy. I think he was in his early 20s, maybe 21. They've got an active warrant out for another woman. She's from LA. She's about 23 years old. So my guess is they are under questioning right now. We heard about that link analysis. So they're probably looking to figure out where it went. But, you know, as you hear, social media, the web, swap meets, things of that nature.
And they can organize quickly through text messages and social media. I'm just thinking the logistics of trying to unravel this. You see the video, and I don't know what other evidence they have, video they have, but you see the video on its face, and you have 30 what look like to be young guys, and they're all shrouded. They're got long, dark clothing, hoodies. You can't see their faces very well. So how do you make identifications? How do you decide, well, this guy stole this and this guy stole that? How do you unravel that?
I was talking to somebody today who said that it's going to be really difficult for the DAs to go after this because of that. And also just to link it as an organized crime in itself, especially when you get into smaller counties. You know, a lot of this is a statewide issue. This is not only happening in LA County. In fact, just yesterday, there was a flash mob robbery down in Costa Mesa. They stole $100,000 in Gucci bags from the South Coast Plaza. So this is a statewide issue. I'm told that in these smaller counties with limited resources, it's going to be a lot harder for DAs to really link this as an organized crime.
All these luxury good retail shops have been around forever. Why all of a sudden did all the bad guys decide, hey, this is easy to do, and this is extremely lucrative? I mean, what is the impetus for this? Is it, do they suspect it's Gascon's lenient policy? All the bad guys are aware of it, and they know even if they get caught, they're not serving much jail time, most likely.
Well, one thing you might find interesting, John, you know, yesterday, a few days ago, Gascon had held that press conference about the unsolved murders, and it quickly became about his policies. That's what reporters were questioning. Well, Gascon, notably, he's got a few members of his team on this task force. I know this is going to shock you. He was not at the press conference today to make that announcement. So reporters, they started questioning that. They started asking Mayor Bass, you know, where's Gascon? Why isn't he here? And she essentially said, well, it's a big team. Not everybody was able to make it.
But you can't get around that he has 10,000 cases that have not been prosecuted. He's received 10,000 reports from police, sheriff's deputies. Here, we've made these arrests. This guy did this bad act. 10,000 of them. Yeah. I mean, the whole world knows this. So why wouldn't these guys start breaking in everywhere and stealing the most expensive stuff they could carry out?
I do want to go to this bite. I know you were alluding to this. Sheriff Luna gave us a number today on these retail thefts. If we can go to bite one, just giving you the state of where LA County's been the last couple of years.
Let me know when you need
to bite. Okay.
Oh, he's got it.
Oh, that's the... Sorry, that's not the right bite. That's the bite from yesterday. I was listening to that. I was trying to figure out what we were playing. But, well, anyways, he was saying that there's been like 170 burglary cases that they're aware of, organized crime.
Just this morning, Glendale police detectives undertook an operation that saw us take into custody and execute a couple of those search warrants and one of its arrest warrants, ultimately taking into custody an individual by the name of Isaac Ramirez, a 23-year-old resident of the city of Los Angeles. He is currently being processed at the Glendale Police Department and is in our custody.
Okay, that was the Glendale PD one. I'm done trying to play audio. Okay. We're going to give up on that.
The bottom line is the sheriff, Robert Luna, said they're aware of 170 recent organized retail thefts.
Yeah, he said we had 170 recently. And, you know, but again, this is becoming a, this is a statewide issue, as it's been described to me. You know, I spoke with that assemblyman the other day, Juan Ulanese, who's trying to roll back Prop 47. And he said he had to amend that. He had to amend that into a study bill and have a study done on that.
A study? Well, this is the study. You have 170 thefts. What do you have to study? They're taking it because there's no consequences. This is not a college graduate course. If there's no consequences, people do whatever they want. You learn that when you try to raise a three-year-old. You figure that out in 5 minutes.
What's interesting about it, he's a Republican. He's on the Public Safety Committee. He said he knew that this bill was not going to get through that Public Safety Committee unless it had some data to back it. Even though it was amended to a study bill, he said the study bill actually didn't pass. What he did is he actually had a group of senators and assemblymen write a request to have the study done, and now it's being studied because he knew it's not going to get through.
They're never going to get data because when you stop prosecuting, people stop reporting crimes. A lot of the retail theft, the store owners say they don't bother to call the police anymore. And if the police show up, they don't bother to investigate. So you don't get the arrest. It doesn't go on the record. That data thing is a dodge. They don't want to put people in jail. And they'll say anything and throw up any kind of smokescreen to keep themselves from being scrutinized.
Well, what Ulanese's office told me, too, about the issue with Prop 47 is he says it emboldens criminals. So now you have even more theft. So you have a bunch of these little misdemeanor cases that DAs are getting overwhelmed with up and down the state. They can't keep up with them. So because of the policy, you have criminals who feel emboldened to commit these acts. Mm-hmm. And then you have DAs that are getting so swamped, they can't even keep up with the, you know, the misdemeanor punishment.
So there's no consequences. That's the grand result. There's anybody who has the desire to steal is stealing now. And they're not worried about anything.
Well, that's the concern, and those are the numbers they're trying to get through this study. And again, the study bill wasn't even passed. Just a bunch of bipartisan legislators said they signed a letter to the side of passing a bill to a study group saying, please study this so that we can have some data. So that's where that's at.
All right, Blake. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, John.
Good reports. We will continue on this because it's going to keep getting worse. No matter how many press conferences they have and task forces that they have and study groups, the criminals know it's a lot of nonsense. They know nothing is going to come of this. So what do you think is going to happen tomorrow and next week and next month? We'll get into that.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on the air from 1 till 4. Then after 4 o'clock, the iHeart app is where you go to John and Ken on Demand, the podcast. We're going to continue covering this smash and grab situation with Orange County District Attorney Todd Spitzer because he's got a lot of things to say about this Karen Bass task force that was announced today. And he puts the blame on Bass and Gascon. I'll read you from his press release, and then you could hear him talk about it in detail after 3:30. Spitzer says it's the inept and lax policies championed by the state legislature and other elected officials like Mayor Bass and LA County District Attorney George Gascon that has led to decriminalization, decarceration, and zero bail, which has created this unrest and emboldened these organized crews, not only in Los Angeles, but throughout Southern California. Now, they just had one of these smash and grab situations in Costa Mesa, right at the shopping mall there. The criminals don't know borders, all right? They just know where there are big shopping malls or expensive shopping districts and where the expensive stuff is being sold. I mean, if you heard Blake Trolley a few minutes ago, we might be approaching $1 million in stolen goods just in the last couple of weeks. And these guys are criminals, but they're not that stupid. And the people running the organizations are not stupid. They're running this like a business. So if you can get $1 million worth of goods for free, you've just made $1 million in gross profit. And then you pay whatever you pay to the to your workers who do the thievery, and nobody's getting arrested. Now, this is the logical conclusion of something that we have talked about now since 2014. This is 9 years Ken and I have been talking about this. And it was obvious to us from day one that this was going to be the end result. And we're going through this absurd spasm of wokeness. I know everyone hates that word, but I don't know what else to call it. Well, maybe insanity. But it started with, it actually goes back to 2011, it started with emptying the state prisons. Then in 2014 was that Prop 47, which reduced thefts, most thefts to misdemeanors, among other things, like drug possession. And then you have these no bail policies. And then you have the either defund the police or force the police to withdraw from active policing by protesting and stigmatizing them. You have Eric Garcetti taking a knee. You have Michael Moore taking a knee to those violent protesters. They showed what side they're on. They showed who they're intimidated by. They didn't stand with their police department a few years back. They sided with the protesters. And everybody, they started to worship. They started to genuflect. I mean, I grew up in Catholic school. I knew what taking a knee meant. Taking a knee was a sign of respect and worship. And so they were respecting and worshiping the protesters, not the police. Not the police that, you know, protected Garcetti's ass for 20 years when he was a public official. It's just infuriating. But this is where, how could you not get here? And former sheriff, Villanueva hit it right on yesterday when he came on the show. And he said they're not prosecuting because they don't prosecute based on the color of the perpetrator. And that's the deciding factor for these policies. Well, what do you think's going to happen? Their criminal philosophy is to make arrests, pursue prosecutions based on the color of the perpetrator. How is this not going to lead to a disaster? If they can't be charged, if they can't be prosecuted, if they don't even have to post bail, if there's 10,000 open cases on Gascon's desk, and I don't know, are we clairvoyant or something? We told you in 2011, letting the prisoners out of state prison, bad idea. Passing Prop 47, bad idea. Electing George Gascon, bad idea. You can't pile up all these bad ideas with this weird woke theology and expect a good result. So now everybody I talk to is afraid to go to a shopping center. Everybody's afraid to wear any kind of jewelry, carry anything of value. So this is the life we're going to live now? Is this what we're going to do? People are afraid to be out at night. They're afraid to be in safe public. There was no safer place than a public mall up until a few minutes ago. And then Karen Bass is completely ineffective because she's part of this group. Remember, she was on George Gascon's website endorsing him. George Gascon was at Karen Bass's campaign kickoff press conference. When she made her first appearance as a candidate for mayor, Gascon was there. When he was running for office, Bass was on Gascon's site. So Karen Bass, in her heart, believes in all this woke nonsense. She's in charge of the police department. Michael Moore is just a puppet. Like Luna, the sheriff is just a puppet. He actually stands up and says we have 170 retail thefts recently. Oh, but now we have a task force. I'm your puppet. I mean, these people are crazy, and they're not fooling anybody. They're not fooling anybody. But it all goes back to bad decisions made by the public. There's too many people who vote who are absolutely ignorant of what they're voting on, or they get infected with the latest woke philosophy of the moment. They think they're being cool. You know, it's cool to be woke. It's cool to be part of the trendy movement until your stuff gets stolen or you get beaten up. All right. What a dumb species we are. All right, more coming up. And then after 3:30, we are going to have Todd Spitzer on to talk about this. And the mayor of Whittier is coming on after 3 o'clock. They're trying to fight, single-handedly fight homelessness there since nobody else in government is helping them.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at avalonwaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on the radio 1-4 after 4 o'clock. The iHeart app will have the John and Ken on demand podcast, so you could hear what you missed. Coming up after 3 o'clock, we're going to talk to the mayor of Whittier, Joe Vinatieri, on. How they are going to, they have an idea to fight the homelessness in their city because they are getting no help from anyone else, not even from the task forces. After 3:30, it's going to be Todd Spitzer, the Orange County DA, and he says the smash and grab stuff is hit Orange County, and it's because of Gascon and Karen Bass's policies. Here's another example of what you get when you don't put somebody in jail and keep them in jail. They just commit crime after crime after crime. In this case, it's not smash and grab robberies, at least not this particular incident. A woman named, a man named Khalees Crowder. He's 36 years old. He has a really long rap sheet. And what he's doing now is he's crouching behind women and sniffing them. This happened to a woman at a Barnes & Noble in Burbank. Her name is Michaela Witter. And she set up a video camera to catch him in the act. We've got about 2 minutes to play of her TikTok video. And she's in the Barnes & Noble bookstore. And this guy, Kalise Crowder, is tailing him, tailing her, and then squats down and starts sniffing from down below. And this is not the only woman saying he's done this. And he has been arrested dozens of times for a slew of sex offenses, according to Fox News, and other crimes stretching back to 2005. 2005. So he has 18 years worth of dozens of arrests, and he's still free to be sniffing this lady. Let's play Michaela's TikTok clip.
A 20 of 100 days of cellulites, and today we're going to Barnes & Noble and getting Starbucks. Except I ended up being stalked and violated the entire time. So I get to Barnes & Noble and get my Starbucks. I'm super excited to look at books, but this is the area that it started. I was in this corner for a while, and I noticed a guy was staring at me through that little hole, and I couldn't tell if I was being paranoid or if he was just reading a book and he just happened to be in that little corner. Anyways, it felt like anywhere I moved, he kept following me. So I recorded just in case he was trying to say anything or do anything to me. But I definitely didn't expect him to do this. Like, what the actual f-? And the whole time I'm thinking I'm fine because he hasn't said anything or touched me or anything. But then you notice that he goes over and does the same thing to this girl, and he'll crouch down low and pretend like he's doing something and then smell, I don't know. And the whole time I'm wondering why he's always around me. But this was our interaction.
What are you doing?
I'm tired, Horace. How you doing?
I was so freaked out when I turned around and saw him literally under me, so freaking close to me. So I decided to tell the front desk.
This is a really creepy guy. He has like these red beads, and he's like pretending like he's tying shoes, and I think he's like smelling people. Maybe like around there.
Pull up a manager now.
Thank you.
And then I try to walk to my car as fast as possible because I don't want to run into him.
So I'm leaving now, but I just watched the video back because I was trying to figure out what he was doing so close to me. And it freaked, like, I'm so disgusted and I feel like really violated, even though he didn't touch me, but it just feels really gross and weird. And then I went up to the front to tell the lady because I didn't want him to do that to other people. And then as I was telling her, he was leaving. And so all she said that she could do was just tell the manager. I waited around a little bit because I didn't want to run into him. And I couldn't even focus. Like, I wanted to get a book, but then I was just, like, my anxiety was just, like, really bad. And, like, also, I just felt, like, really grossed out. So I just left as soon as I could. That's literally, like, so creepy. I've never had someone do that to me. It's just really weird.
All right. I think you get the idea. And that is Michaela Witter, who is trying to shop to buy a book at Barnes & Noble in Burbank. And you know, there's nobody to help. You can tell the woman behind the desk, I'll tell the manager. Yeah, as soon as the manager comes in, you could have a rapist. He could be dragging these women into the bathroom and raping them. I have to call the manager. No, why don't you call the police immediately? Isn't there... security in the shopping mall to detain this guy? If he's crouching down, if you look at the video, yeah, he's sniffing, I guess, under, you know, the women's skirts, or dresses, whatever they're wearing.
I'm tying my horse.
And when you ask him what he's doing, he says, I'm tying my shoes.
I'm tying my horse.
All right, so here's an idea of his record. Well, as of August the 6th, just, 11 days ago, he was accused of peeping into a Glendale home with children. August the 8th, I guess this woman posted her encounter with him on TikTok. He was arrested on August 11th and walked free yesterday on the 15th. Walked free on Tuesday, the 15th. A California judge placed him on probation. He's on probation. Dozens of arrests, a slew of sex offenses. He's supposed to be on the sex offender database, but Fox News can't find him listed. He has served time in state prison on burglary and robbery charges. He was sentenced in February to a year in jail, indecent exposure in Santa Clarita. He was released early. 20 women have reached out to Michaela Witter to say that they have similar stories with this guy. 20 other women. Another woman with a TikTok handle, Art of the Reality, posted a video where she turned around and confronted a man who had crouched behind her. Candace Horry, the wife of the former Lakers star Robert Horry, said Crowder stalked their daughter a decade ago. She posted online, he went to jail only to come out and continue the same behavior. He needs to be put away for good. What does this guy have to do for the Gascones of the world and the Karen Basses of the world to put him away and lock him up?
How did he get out after 10 years ago after doing something to Robert Horry's kid?
I don't know. Nobody is safe. There's no amount of money and celebrity to protect you from these creeps. He's supposed to be registered as a sex offender. He's not on the registry. Nobody follows up on that stuff. Not that that really is going to do anything in this case. And of course, there's nobody at the Burbank Barnes & Noble to help out. There's no police. There's no security. Okay, look at this. L.A. County jail records show he's been booked 41 times. 41 arrests. The whole system's busted. We got to take a break.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
On the radio 1 to 4 after 4 o'clock, iHeart app, John and Ken on demand podcast. Ken is away. Are we really having a hurricane?
Yes.
Or is this, media hype?
Well, as of right now, we're going to see rain on Sunday and Monday because of this hurricane.
I saw 2 inches of rain.
I know.
Boo.
2 inches of rain in August.
I know. Isn't that? It's
from
nuts.
From a hurricane. Apparently, we haven't had a hurricane hit here since 1939.
It's crazy. I had to reread that over and over again.
Yeah. I saw headlines this morning, and I just blew by them. I didn't even read the story until they kept coming up everywhere because I just thought, oh, this is some crazy hype. This is, you know, some storm 500 miles out to sea, and, you know, everyone's competing for clicks. Finally, I clicked one, and it's like, no, this is really, and I checked the weather service, like the government weather service and the Weather Channel, and it's like, oh, wow.
I know.
So the hurricane has winds out in the ocean of 105 miles an hour.
Is your bunker ready for us? Are we going to hunker down there?
I don't know if I'm hurricane proof.
Uh-oh. Well, you have until Saturday night to figure it out.
Although in my bunker, there are no windows. So there's no windows that can blow out.
Oh,
no rain
good.
Can get in.
Oh, good.
And I don't think the rainfall is going to be any worse than the winter we had.
I hope not.
I mean, 2 inches of rain, that was, you know, half a Tuesday.
Be careful with the trees with your neighbor.
Oh, you know, the neighbor behind us cut down, well, three of those trees fell down on their own. Then he cut down a fourth one. But we got the neighbor who's diagonally behind us to heavily pare down the top of his tree, which is the one that was aimed at our bedroom. So we're in much better condition now, but I didn't even think of that.
Okay, good.
Now you can sleep well tonight.
I'm going to get a tree in my head. this story is interesting. If you remember, there have been so many shootings, but in May 2022, the Tops supermarket in Buffalo, you had an 18-year-old guy named Peyton Gendron. Killed 10 people, all of them black, three others wounded. He had driven 200 miles from his home. And now some families are suing, and they're suing the social media sites because they say the social media sites allowed certain content that caused Peyton Gendron to get addicted and radicalized him. They are suing YouTube as well as the parent companies, Alphabet and Google, and Reddit. And they say Gendron got radicalized because the kind of design these social media companies have features and they have recommendation algorithms to addict you. So you can keep reading the same hateful stuff over and over again. Conspiracy theories, extremism, gun violence. And, you know, they make this argument that these websites and their parent companies ought to be held liable for creating this mass killer. The big problem with this over the years has been that the online companies are protected by federal law. They are considered just carriers of information. It's like if I call you up and make a death threat, you can't sue the phone company for carrying the threat over their phone line. And that's how the law looks at Facebook and YouTube and Reddit and all this stuff. Is that no, they're just impartial, neutral carriers of information. So it's not their fault if somebody perceives the information and then acts on it and goes on a killing spree. I can't think of any of these lawsuits that have actually worked, but maybe they have some kind of new clever argument. But so far, all these companies have been bulletproof because, you know, I mean, how many times do we read about the postings of these lunatics or terrorists who get inspired by other terrorists? And I can't remember even once that a social media company has been held accountable because the Congress carved out an exception for them almost 30 years ago. All right, we come back at 3 o'clock hour. It means that we're going to have the mayor of Whittier, Joe Vinatieri, and he's going to talk about how they're going to try on their own to combat the homelessness, because obviously a lot of the vagrants, the mental patients, the drug addicts are spilling over from Los Angeles, which where there are no laws. Deborah Mark, live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at avalonwaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.